This is The Food Fix, the podcast where you learn how innovators try to better feed the world. My name's Petrolano Ali, and I'm your host. Almost 760 million people go to bed on an empty stomach each day. So how do we feed them? It's a challenge that will take many innovators and many solutions. But in this Food Fix series, we're asking researchers, innovators, and policymakers to focus on just one. We've asked them to nominate a single idea. It could be an idea that may not solve world hunger on its own, but it should make the world a little less hungry. We've narrowed it to 10, and for 10 weeks, The Food Fix will bring you an installment of our new series, 10 Ideas to Make the World Less Hungry. Stay tuned for today's idea with our reporter, Max Johnston.
You are listening to The Food Fix. My name's Max Johnston. In this episode, I talk to David Kramer, a professor of photosynthesis and bioenergetics at Michigan State University, about his idea to make the world less hungry. I asked Dr. Kramer if he had a magic wand to implement one idea to address world hunger, what would it be? He said,
some farmers in well-developed countries who are growing these major crops have access to the best technology to make them better and improve the genetics and their management. But 98% of the farms are less than 10 acres. And most of that area that's covered by farmland is in farms that are really small, and they don't have access to these things. You know, how do we bring these tools to them? So we've just developed a magic wand here. It looks kind of like a wand. Wouldn't it be great if you could have a little instrument that could connect to your phone and you could place it on a plant or over a plant and get a health reading to tell whether the plant is doing well or not? Now, there are a number of ways that people have been trying to do this, but what we think maybe a more effective way of doing this is to let the plant tell you what it's doing, whether it needs something, in such a way that they're more sustainable and productive. I think that this is it's maybe a part of a magic. Maybe you need a lot of magic wands, but I think this is an important contribution to that.
The magic wand Dr. Kramer is referring to is the multi-spec, a foot-long handheld device with an adjustable clamp on one end and a small screen in the other. It latches onto a plant and measures a number of important traits to get a snapshot of a plant's health. Over the course of our conversation, I asked Dr. Kramer about healthy plants, how the multi-spec was made, and the results they've seen using it across the world. What makes a crop healthy and what makes it unhealthy?
When you ask how do you define a healthy plant, it may not be the most productive at that particular time, but it may be adjusting in a finely balanced way to the environment. And you have to realize that these plants are living in an environment that's very rapidly fluctuating. The sun can be out one second and completely behind a cloud the next, or there could be wind, temperature changes, changes in the soil, water, and so on. One of the big factors in making plants more productive is making them more robust to these environmental changes. And one of the key things that we've been studying is photosynthesis. And photosynthesis is the process by which the plants use solar energy to make more plants and food and so on. But it's also, for the plant, a rather dangerous thing, because if it gets backed up under adverse environmental conditions, let's say the temperature is really low, the sun is shining full, the plant can't use that, and it has a kind of a program in its genome, and it's sensing all the environmental conditions and what it needs, where it's at developmentally, and it turns on and off photosynthesis and the production of seeds and root, making roots and so on. All these things are controlled by this program.
So what are farmers looking for when they're trying to detect an inefficient plant, or when they're trying to detect if photosynthesis is being effective? What are they looking for when they're trying to track that?
Mm-hmm. What a farmer wants is a reliable, highly producing crop. And there are a number of factors that can decrease that productivity. But what we think is maybe a more effective way of doing this is to let the plant tell you what it's doing, whether it needs something.
Okay, so you and your team have worked on something called the multi-spec. Am I saying that correctly?
Right. Yeah.
So can you just tell me, what is it and what does it do?
Well, first of all, we had to make some instrument that would go out in the world and measure the things that can let the researchers ask what's going on. But then in order to really understand that, we need to bring all this data together. We not only had to make an instrument and the scientific procedures for understanding how a plant worked, but we had to build a social network, cloud-based platform to bring all these together.
You have this device, you get it in the hands of a farmer. Can you just go through the process of using it, measuring it, and right, using that data?
If you're in a laboratory, you'll control all the conditions. So you'll set up conditions that are reproducible and you can change, like, for example, the genes in the plant, but you change only one thing at a time in the lab, a control group and an experimental, right? That's not what we have to do in the field because there are many, many variables, different environmental conditions. They change throughout the day, different management techniques and so on. So what you need there is a different kind of approach. You need to collect many, many data points. What plant was it? What was the soil property like? Where was it planted? What was the weather and so on? So we have to take many, many data points very rapidly. So we built the instrument with this in mind. The instrument is a handheld device. It's run by batteries connected to your phone. And it works by trying to simulate the conditions that the plant is in. And it does it very, very rapidly. For example, the user may come up to the leaf and hold it right next to it. Push the button. It opens little jaws of the thing that you can clamp on a leaf. When it does that, it samples the conditions in the environment, the light intensity and so on. It kind of reproduces those inside the chamber. So when you clamp on the leaf doesn't know it's been clamped on. And there are other sensors in there that let us see how much water the plant is using, which is very important for breeding better crops to withstand drought. Sensors for measuring how much chlorophyll is in there, which gives you an idea of how much nitrogen the plant has available, and so on. The leaf thickness, all kinds of things, the leaf angle, how much light it's getting, how deep it is in the canopy, you know, whether it's shaded or sunny, and so on. All of this information together gives you a sort of status report, a snapshot of how the plant is doing or how that particular leaf is doing. So there are two main things we get out of this. We get status of the plant and how efficient it's using light energy. Both of those together give you an idea of how healthy the plant is or how much yield it might produce.
So a farmer uses this and gets that data. It is then sent to a phone that is connected to the device. That's correct?
That's right. So the device can be run off of any computer, but in the field, it's used with an Android phone. And there's an app that connects to it and then connects to the cloud. The user collects the data, and when there's internet available, it downloads the data to the cloud where there are online analytical tools that can be used to try to understand what they mean.
And that cloud is what PhotoSync is referring to.
Yeah, that's right. PhotoSync is the cloud-based system that connects the users to the experts, allows people to communicate, share data, share protocols, and methods for analyzing the data.
So tell me about the work you and your team have done in Malawi. Was the multi-spec a big part of that work, and what sort of results were you able to get?
Yeah, so it's currently used in about 28 countries worldwide. Our first international project was in Malawi. It was funded by the USAID. And it started off as a very small project. And the idea was to determine whether or not research stations got the same kind of results when examining plants as a farmer would. How relevant is the data that gathered at research stations to the actual farmer? And so the idea was, if we were able to deploy the same kind of instrumentation, the same kind of techniques to both of these settings, and we could compare them, we can find out, you know, whether or not they really are relevant. In the beginning, we had just a few sites, a research station and some farms. And we learned a lot from this. First of all, we learned that the data got obtained on the research station was not always relevant. In fact, sometimes we got precisely the opposite advice. And that was because the conditions on the farm were different. And maybe the management was different. That we have to figure out why that's the case. What we got out of this trial was the realization that we had to build the platform in a different way. We had to engage the local communities in a different way. We had to build into this a kind of continuity of expertise. And so my postdoc, Dan Taravist, set up this local network that was run by one person, and he had the job of making sure these trials stayed on track, that the data was high quality, and that the people, local people, were trained, and everything was on schedule. And that worked so well that we had excess capacity, and we ended up sending more instruments. We're on over 100 and so more than maybe 152, I think, farms, locations in Malawi. And each one of these research stations and farms is performing a different kind of experiment. A lot of the data that's coming out of there shows that if you make the right kinds of measurements, you can detect disease onset early using the data, or you can make predictions of ultimate yield. And those are really important for management and economics.
So it's said online that this the multi-spec costs 10% of the cost of available technologies to achieve a similar result. So can you tell me about the value that offers to farmers in, you know, like you said, not in the U.S. that have more resources, but farmers across the world?
In order to make this whole thing work, we have to get many devices in the real world connected. It's big data. It means you have to have high quality data, but you also have to have high quality metadata. You have to get the tool into the hands of people who are using it, who can ask the important questions. There are several big limitations to that. One was the cost of the instruments. And, you know, I really respect all the instrument manufacturers out there, and we talk to each other, and they do fantastic work. We built an instrument that could be distributed at the level that we thought is important. So instead of trying to recoup the investment on the instrument per unit, right, we decided the real value was in the data that it's collecting. That if we can measure things that others could not, we could see things that weren't seen before, that was more valuable than the instrument per se, okay? So we decided to make an instrument that would be as good as or better than the instruments you could buy commercially and that most scientists have access to, but would make measurements that were very easy to interpret and easy to do. So not a lot of tricky setting up and so on. The other thing we realize is that we need to build into the system a connection to a cloud. All of the things that multi-spec measures are immediately sent wirelessly to a phone and then to the cloud for analysis. The fact that we're controlling it by a phone makes it a lot less expensive. There's a very sophisticated technology in these phones. For $40 or $50, you can get a smartphone that can control our devices, and yet that's a very powerful platform.
What do you think of the multi-spec? How should we get tools in the hands of farmers to produce more food? Email us with any questions and comments at foodfixpodcast@gmail.com. I'm Max Johnston.
Support for the Food Fix comes from the Global Center for Food Systems Innovation at Michigan State University, a development lab funded by USAID. It's produced by the Translational Scholars Program at Michigan State University. Our theme music is a song, Watching My Garden Grow, by Lindsay Liu and Josh Rilko. I'm your host, Petrolano Ali. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.